Well, with a couple of close calls last week in Ryan Moore and Tyrrell Hatton, and a small win in terms of Korea winning the teams event up there in Seoul, a reasonable week last week, and now we look ahead to this week's event where we will be focusing our attention on the CIMB Asia Pacific Classic, which is a PGA Tour event but being played in Kuala Lumpur. The LPGA Tour stays in Korea this week for the KEB Hana Bank Championship. And on the European Tour, the British Masters has been played at Walton Heath, just out of London. It's a new venue for this event, that is. And a pretty good lineup too, quite a few of the Ryder Cuppers in the field. So let's start with the CIMB Classic, the Asia Pacific Classic in Kuala Lumpur, a field that includes the world number four, Justin Thomas, a two-time winner of this event. He was 17th last year, but he did win on two other occasions. He was 7th at the Tour Championship, 12th at the BMW, 8th at Northern Trust. So his form's been pretty good of late. I know the Ryder Cup was a bit of a hiccup for many, but he comes through it in pretty good form prior to that, and I'd have to think that he's got a good chance to win this event for the third consecutive occasion. He's at $6, though, and $6, you know, is really Tiger Woods-type odds in his heyday. So whether you think that's good value against a field of reasonably good players, many of them more than capable of winning this tournament, well, you have to make that judgment yourself. I'm really starting to lean towards some of the other players who I think represent significantly better value. Xander Schauffele was third last year in this event. He was 7th at the Tour Championship recently, 3rd at the BMW, 2nd at the Open, and he's really become a much better player this year than he was when finishing 3rd last year. So he's at $17, and for mine, that's a pretty good value for Xander Schauffele. Ryan Moore has been a two-time winner of this event in the past, and he did finish 2nd last week, didn't he, Ryan Moore, in California? He's at $15. He was beaten in that playoff last weekend, so he's in good form at the moment and clearly has a good record in this particular event. So he's at $15, as I said, some good value there, you would think. Keegan Bradley has been 2nd and 6th in his last two starts in this particular event. So it's a golf course, the Kuala Lumpur Golf and Country Club, that clearly he likes. He won the BMW. He was 4th at the Canadian Open. He was admittedly only 26-30 at the Tour Championship. But overall, he's been in pretty good form in recent weeks, recent starts, Keegan Bradley. And having finished 2nd and 6th in his last two here at $26 to mine, or for mine, they're pretty good odds. Kevin Na's one, I'll be quite interested to see how he goes at $34, Kevin Na. He's had a lot of good, solid form of late. He was 2nd here 3 or 4 years ago. He was 3rd also just a couple of years ago. So he's got good form in this particular event. And as I said, his form of late has just been solid, if not spectacular. But at $34 for mine, those are good odds. So those are the likely chances, in my opinion, at the CIMB Asia Pacific Classic in Kuala Lumpur. Justin Thomas at $6, a bit short for mine. Xander Schauffele, Ryan Moore, Keegan Bradley, and Kevin Na representing significantly better value than Justin Thomas in that PGA Tour event. We'll stay in Asia. We'll go to Korea, where the LPGA are playing the KEB Hana Bank Championship. Hasung-hyun Park has been 2nd. Or two times 2nd in three starts in this particular event. She missed the cut at the Evian. She was 20th in a Korean event, a Korean LPGA Tour event, not an LPGA Tour event, but a Korean ladies professional tour event recently. She did win in Indianapolis just a few starts ago. She is the world number one after all. And given the fact that she's been 2nd in two of her last three starts in this event, or two of her only three starts in this event, at $17, and I really think that's pretty good value for the world number one. Aria Jutanigan's at $13. She hasn't played this event so well, and I guess those are my concerns in that regard for Aria Jutanigan. So I'll be leaving her alone this week. Inji Chun, the Korean player, a little off the boil of late, but has played this event well. A 3rd last year, 2nd in 2014, so it's a golf course and an event she clearly likes, Inji Chun, and at $21, I think they are very good odds. Minji Lee, 2 top fives last 3 starts this season. She was 6th here last year. She's really been one of the emerging players in 2018. She's now number 7 in the world, is Minji Lee. She's at $15, so she has to have some sort of a chance based on those credentials. Brooke Henderson's at $17. She was 10th at the Evian, won in Canada recently, has had a good two-week break, and that's good for her because normally she plays wherever and as often as she can. So been with that enforced break when the teams event was played in Seoul last week, it's given Henderson a bit of a chance to recharge the battery. She's at $17. And I think having finished eighth in this event last year, then Brooke Henderson has a lot to like about her chances this week. Anasa Hataoka, the Japanese player, who's really become one of the great emerging players in 2018. She's had a great run of form of late. She's on debut here, admittedly, but she seems to be able to step up to the bar wherever it's put over the last 12 months or so. And at $29, I think, for Anasa Hataoka, she has to be a consideration, especially if you're looking for a player at slightly longer odds. So the players I'll be keeping an eye on this week, Sung Hyun Park, the world number one, $17, two times second in the last three starts in this event, In Ji Chun, Min Ji Lee, Anasa Hataoka, and Brooke Henderson. And as I said, Ariya Jitanyagan, I suppose she has to be respected given the class of player that she is, but there is a bit of a concern about her capacity to play this particular event well. So we might, from my point of view, I'll be leaving her out this week. Across to Europe and to England, to Walton Heath, the British Masters, as I said earlier. It's a new venue for this particular event. Justin Rose in the field, $8, brilliant form of late. He was fourth at the tournament championship, two-time second in FedEx Cup playoff events. He did win the FedEx Cup as well, so his confidence and form is at an all-time high at the moment. Of course, he was a member of that superb European Ryder Cup winning team. There's a lot to like about Rose's chances, other than the odds, which are at $8. I suppose any winner's a good winner, but whether he can justify that favouritism remains to be seen. Francesco Molinari at $10. The second half of the season was absolutely brilliant, wasn't it? A little disappointing in the FedEx Cup playoffs, given the run that he had through June, July, and into early August, but another one with a Ryder Cup that was really something special for him, and he'll be riding an all-time high as he enters this event. Tommy Fleetwood's at $11. He's been fourth and 13th in this event previously, admittedly, as I said earlier, at a different venue, but he was second last week, and he has been pressed in the US against much stronger company in recent times. So certainly Tommy Fleetwood, a real chance this week at $11. And a player perhaps at slightly longer odds, Matthew Fitzpatrick's at $26. He did win this event in 2015, and he was 11th last year. Admittedly, again, as I said earlier, at another venue. And the concern, I guess, if there is any concern about Fitzpatrick, and I still think he's a good chance at $26, his form's been a bit of a roller coaster. He did win in Switzerland, then he missed the cut at the Alfred Dunhill. He had another good finish in Denmark, but there have been a number of missed cuts as well. So his form has been a little bit of a roller coaster, but when he's good, Fitzpatrick, he's very good, and potentially he could be very good this week. And I think a player for even longer odds at $51 may well be Lucas Herbert, who's been the Australian golfer, who's been sensational this year, really. He's now gained European Tour status as a result of what has been a brilliant season playing without any status at the start of the year. He's managed to play his way onto the European Tour. He seems to jump every bar that's put in front of him this year. He's at $51, but he seems to be performing with a great deal of consistency of late. So I think at $51, he may be worth having a few dollars on just for the hell of it. So Justin Rose, Francesco Molinari, Tommy Fleetwood, and Matthew Fitzpatrick, and for Lucas Herbert, also at slightly longer odds. So all the best this week. Good luck with your investments. Bet responsibly. I'm Bruce Young.